preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from.
Welcome to the show, folks. Welcome to the Trump phenomenon. I don't know if you were hearing a little bit of rough audio there. I was hearing just a little bit of rough audio. This is James Kelso. The show is the Trump phenomenon here on Thursday, March 30th, 2017. This is a live show and full of all the zest and zing of a live show. Part of it is your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. There's no way to rehearse shows. And here we are, meeting up again, talking about the Trump phenomenon, which is the phenomenon of our times. George is with us from Maryland. George, thank you.
Good to be here, James.
I would say something to look forward to. I believe the countdown is 8 days until the Senate vote on the confirmation of Neil Gorsuch as Justice of the Supreme Court. And this will be a game changer, I believe. I think it will be a pivot point. I'll use a bunch of can't here for Donald Trump, knowing that he's got a Supreme Court that he can count on to bat down these pipsqueak challenges that he's getting from federal judges and to reinforce all of his programs. So I think this will be a big deal. Another great thing that's now being talked about on the web is that next in line in the on-deck circle for justice to the Supreme Court very well may be Judge Andrew Napolitano, who also, in more good news, was rehired by Fox after, apparently, correct me if my facts are wrong here, but Fox actually let Napolitano go. I guess that's a nice way of saying fired him when he said that British intelligence had leaked classified information to the press. And Napolitano, I like this part of the story, Napolitano did not get his job back by apologizing. He says, no, I'm sticking to my guns. My sources tell me that that's exactly what British intelligence did. This intelligence used against President Trump in attempts to embarrass him. So it must be that you out there, folks, you patriots, you must have, when did the directors at Fox see the light? Well, when they felt the heat. So you must have applied heat to Fox saying, hey, you're not taking away my Judge Napolitano. I like that show. So they hired him back. Very good news. And I think who knows who the next retiring justice of the Supreme Court will be. It might be Ginsburg, who is apparently very old and not and very frail. And that would be, wouldn't it be something, George, to see Andrew Napolitano in that court? He's got some of that flair that Antonin Scalia had. Gorsuch, I love Gorsuch. I think he's great. But I think Napolitano brings that Scalia flair.
Mr. Napolitano would certainly have a lot of "I told you so's" to, and a lot of critics to beat over the head for the rest of his career, and he'll probably serve long enough to watch many of his critics meet their maker.
Yep. Well, we invite your calls. Let me get my call board up on the screen here at 800-313-9443. And let's see here if I have anybody already. I do have one caller. I'll go to Tom. Sir, in Florida, you're on the air.
Yeah, good evening, James and George. Nice
to see
you guys again. Hey, how you doing, George? Thank you, sir. Thank you very kindly. Listen, I do want to say this. First off, all this insanity that's going on in the media with all this crap, I really want to know if they're going to have to go back to this Jeffrey Weiner. What Weiner really knew about Hillary's email on the computer, they're not talking about that in the media, but that's being a cover-up because of the Zionist crap. But this guy Weiner, I guarantee you, knows so much stuff that's going on. It's just amazing. Just amazing. And
Tom, on that theme, all of the really rancid scandals in the Democratic Party, they have been. The media has. Quite. What else did we expect? They are silent on all these things, including Anthony Weiner, including Hillary Clinton. It was interesting that 2 days ago, the entire staff, not the leadership, the entire staff of the Democratic National Committee was told to resign, asked. They were asked to resign. Well, that's another word for, like, as with the case of Napolitano, that's being fired. So the entire staff fired. This has all been swept under the rug. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, James. Also, the Supreme, the Senate right now has 55 votes for Gorsuch. I don't know if you saw the latest news, but he's going to get all 60. You're going to get probably 8 Democrats to come on over because you know what? Once the nuclear option happens and Trump gets Gorsuch in, and he maybe gets 2 more picks, the Democrats are going to go nuts. They're going to literally scour like rats out of a sewer. But you know, don't worry, he's going to get.
Let me give you an example. Yeah, Tom, I'll give you an example of one Democrat who I would be very surprised if she does not, if she votes other than yes on the confirmation of Judge Gorsuch, and that is my own senator here from Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota. I think she's up for re-election in 2018, and I'll tell you what's going on here in North Dakota. The National Rifle Association is running lots of ads all over North Dakota saying, "Dear Heidi, dear Senator, Democrat Senator Heidi Heitkamp, in a few days, you say you're for the Second Amendment. Well, in a few days will be your test. We will see whether you vote yes on the confirmation of a pro-gun Supreme Court Justice, Neil Gorsuch." Now, what the NRA did is that they thrown the gauntlet down to Heidi Heitkamp. North Dakota voted 2-1 for Donald Trump. This is Trump country. And if she votes against Neil Gorsuch, I would say Heidi Heitkamp's career, political career, is over.
Heidi, bye, Heidi.
Yeah.
I got some good news for you. I got some good news. Heidi's are going along with this breaking news on the Matt Droid Report. Heidi's going along with Manchin to vote for Gorsuch. He's already just confirmed now about an hour ago. It was this breaking news on Matt Droid Report. She's going to go along, okay, and she's going to vote with, she's going for Gorsuch. She's going to give him the vote.
Go. Yes, and West Virginia Senator Manchin. Yes, so these are smart Democrats. They want to stay in office, and Heidi Heitkamp, she will score some points with this Trump state of North Dakota, and she might retain her Senate seat. Go ahead, Tom.
Another thing, James. A few more things. First off, what's going on with this Russian situation? They had a committee today, the Senate committee. I don't know if you got to see it. And the first guy that was speaking was talking about how this goes back 100 years of Russian, the Soviet. He kept bringing the word Soviet, even though it's called Russia now, but he's kept bringing old Soviet Union into it. And I kept saying to myself, wow, this is amazing. This guy's speaking about, you know, he's going back in time and talking about all this, and talking about Germany and all this. I'm like, wow, you're really giving me some people some knowledge. It's like he was talking to these people that are like, you're a bunch of dumbbells that know nothing. Maybe they don't. And I'm saying to myself, well, at least they're getting a little bit of education in the Senate. Because some of these people are so dumb, it's pitiful. And, you know, I guess this guy was actually trying to give them a little insight of actually how the KGB operates and all that. Well, hey, you know, look at Obama cutting deals with the Iran deal, James. This Obama was more of a colluder with the Russians than Donald Trump could ever be. And he was on a hot mic talking to one of the guys. So let's wait till I'm after I elected. We'll work a deal on gay Iranian deal. Look at this guy, Obama. He should be held for treason. Harry Sotero, Hussein Obama. Let alone Bill Clinton with the Chinese, the gyros for the missiles for the rockets of China. You have Billy Clinton. And by the way, James, before I hang up, I know you got another caller coming in. What about Bill Clinton? Why don't that Fox News bring Dan Williams on their show for like a 30-minute special, and let's get the DNA test on live TV and force Bill Clinton to come on national TV in front of millions of people to take a one little minute DNA test, a swab of his tongue, a swab of Danny's tongue, and let's see what the DNA says. And that will blow the Democrats out of the water for the next 50 years. They will be so entwined. Black community is going to go nuts, James.
Yeah. Well, Tom, Yes, here on Danny Williams. I think Bill Clinton is now officially toast and in ancient history. It would be wonderful to get all the truth out about him and his wife.
National TV, millions of people would be awesome.
I don't think it's going to happen. But I'd like to switch to one of your points here, talking about the Russians and Vladimir Putin. I'm going to go to that right now, Tom. I'll be addressing the point you just
made. Central City's got to come to an end. Donald Trump needs to arrest these mayors and these sheriffs that are not all the federal law. They need to be arrested. If Donald Trump comes out tomorrow strong, I would love to see what the Supreme Court's going to do. Donald Trump needs, you're aiding and abetting aliens. Aiding and abetting felonies.
You got it. I agree. And we've got two callers behind you. Thanks, Tom. We've got two callers behind you. I'm sure also agree with you. Mike in Kentucky and BC in Pennsylvania. So let us, without further ado, let's go to BC in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Just got a short question. What do you think about the latest that came out on Michael Flynn?
He agrees to
testify about the Trump-Russia ties in exchange for immunity. And I'll end.
Well, give me more detail. Tell me more.
That's all that came across the screen. That's the latest I got. He agrees to testify.
Immunity for what? He's not charged with anything.
I don't know. But, yeah, for immunity about what he's going to say, I guess.
Well, he's not charged. You don't need immunity unless you're, you know.
Read the headline. It says, this is on Breitbart. Former Trump National Security Advisor Mike Flynn offers to testify for immunity. And they have a picture of him in civilian clothes. Retired General Mike Flynn has reportedly offered his testimony in the investigation in Russian ties in exchange for immunity, a report says. And it seems to have been started at the Wall Street Journal.
Okay. Well, if there's nothing more than that, BC, are you still with us, BC?
Yeah, I'm listening.
If somebody who's going to testify on something that's weighty to request immunity, you know, to give information, to ask for something in return, like, you're not going to use this against me, are you? That's normal. There's nothing scandalous or deep there. You know, I don't know what Mike Flynn may have to say, maybe something that's very favorable to Donald Trump. But the atmosphere right now, you know, the knives are out. And so Mike Flynn surely is aware of this, that, you know, when you go before a Senate or a House committee or a grand jury or anything of the sort, you're under oath and they can ask you anything they want. So, you know, you don't do that lightly.
Well, I'm 100% Trump supporter and all the things you talk about, but I just was wondering what he was up to. I thank you. That's the end of my call.
BC, thank you for calling. Are you in what part of Pennsylvania are you in, BC?
Near Lower Poconos.
Okay, well, I'm very honored to have you in the audience, and that's a very sharp question. I like it. I hope you will call in the future. It's great to have listeners like you, BC.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
BC.
All righty. And sorry, I didn't know more about the question before he called. Let's go to, I want to address, let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're not too far away. What's on your mind?
I'm sorry, what you said got cut off by the button push to put me on the air. What did you say? What was the question?
You're on the air. The air.
Okay, there was something you said there besides that, I thought. But anyway, to respond a little bit to the last caller before I get to why I called, the last I heard, somebody studied it, and there's like 300,000 regulations, and they quit counting that the average American is subject to. So I would ask for immunity from being born into this country if I was going to be asked to testify anywhere for anything, because you got no idea what laws you've broken from just getting out of the dang bed. I mean, have you guys ever been in a law library and looked at all the massive amounts of books you'd have to get through to not be ignorant of the law? It's just crazy. And then they have this whole shelf of unpublished cases that are in books. And, wait a minute, they're published, ain't they, if they're in books? They call them unpublished cases. So I think you get in trouble if you try to cite those in an argument.
Well, Mike, Donald Trump has addressed this matter. He has said, I don't expect I'm going to be that popular with, who did he use? What's one of the tax services? H&R Block. Yeah, he said, I'm not going to be that popular with H&R Block because I am going to vastly simplify the tax code so that, just as you say, Mike, who knows? I mean, the reason people have to pay for H&R Block and all these other services is it's incomprehensible.
And most of the contracts that we are expected to agree to just to surf the internet or use a phone are beyond human understanding because they're written by a dang team of lawyers and they're 40 foot long. Who reads all that? Nobody. You got 3.5 months, that's what's estimated, read all the stuff that you're agreeing to just to surf the internet. It's just stupid. It's unconscionable. There's no contract. It's ridiculous. Right. But anyway, the thing I'd called about was this technocratic harassment that I've been experiencing for 20 years. I think it's insanely stupid to not believe that Trump was spied on. All you have to do is look at the credibility of Russ Tice. What did they do to him when he tried to go through the whistleblower network? They sent him up for psychological evaluation. Goes, obviously, you must be crazy to try to take on this beast of a government that we all know is out of control. So, they sent him up for psychological evaluation because he questioned why Supreme Court justices and congressmen's home offices and even the White House press secretary under W was being spied on by some division of the satellite division of the National Reconnaissance Office, which sounds like a duplication of the NGO, which I can't even want that National Geospatial Office and the National Reconnaissance Office. How many duplications of satellite resources do we have? I mean, the deep state and the intelligence community is so compartmentalized, there's no way even William Binney knows everything that's going on. I've had, a ridiculous amount of I have no faith, and I challenge anybody to restore my faith in this technology that we have here. It's amazing that RBN has been able to stay on the air. I've had interesting problems trying to pick them up with different satellite receivers on the FTA channel where they get scanned in, but you can't hear anything, and I have to occasionally turn the thing off and reset it. I don't have that.
Oh, and Mike, you can provide a great service. Send in a note to John Stadtmiller, the creator of RBN. Anytime you have either good or unfavorable experience picking up the signal or getting the show, that's invaluable to John Stadtmiller.
Let him know. Right now at home, I cannot pick it up except to go through republicbroadcastingarchives.org, which I think is some guy that's a fan of the network that provides backup. I can't listen live anymore at home. It's like my service provider is blocking it.
Okay,
I'm going to
communicate. Communicate.
I've already communicated, and they suggested some things. But
okay, beautiful. We got a break here coming up here, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling.
All right, bye.
We'll be right back, folks. We'll be right back.
Still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
We're back, folks.
And I will rolling downhill like a snowball.
You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. Great essay today from Pat Buchanan on Vladimir Putin. Tom raised the subject in our first call. I think I'll read part of that Pat Buchanan column to you. We've got some more callers here, so maybe I should give precedence to that. Bob in Montana. Who else have we got here? This might be a different. We've got Bob in Montana, Bruce in Texas. So let us go to Bob in the great state of Montana that Merle Haggard sings about. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Are you somewhere in the middle of Montana?
No, I'm actually in northeast central Montana.
Okay, I'm just referring. Merle Haggard says He says he'd like to be dropped somewhere in the middle of Montana to get out of the system.
Anywhere in Montana will work. It's a good state.
Yep. I agree.
But anyway, I called in. I was looking. I've had this number for years, and my dog's barking. What's the topic tonight?
Oh, well,
I'm new to this show. I got dropped off in the middle of nowhere here.
Okay.
Again.
Well, Bob, first of all, it's good to hear from you. And however you're picking up our signal there with coat hangers up on your roof, or however you're picking up the signal, I'm glad to know you're getting it. And, you know, this show is dedicated to what we consider to be, you know, you sound as if you may have been around the track a few times, like myself and like George. The greatest event in our political lives, which is the election of an actual patriot to the White House. That's what this show is dedicated to.
Okay. All right. Okay, I can understand that. And
how far, let me ask you, Bob, let me ask you, how far back does your political memory go? What's the first American election you remember?
Nixon.
1960?
Nixon.
Yeah, well, President, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like me. And I have a faint memory of Eisenhower and Nixon as his vice president. I can tell you that, you know, I'm a political, I breathe politics. And in all of those years, I can't recall anything that was good news that happened to any of us on the order of the election of Donald Trump. So this is a complete change. This is not just a political event. This is a change in the course of our lives.
Yeah, it's a change in philosophy, actually.
And I'm going to talk about that in a second. I'm going to read what Pat Buchanan has to say about Vladimir Putin along those lines, a change in philosophy, that the commies and the rats and the establishment figures, they do not like this at all.
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, our real enemy is China and their puppet, North Korea. I don't view Russia as a threat.
Well, there's news on that front. Before we go over it, here's a statement from Donald Trump. President Donald Trump will host President Xi Jinping of China at Mar-a-Lago, his home in Palm Beach, April 6th and 7th coming up. This will be the first meeting between President Trump and President Xi. The two leaders will discuss global, regional, and bilateral issues of mutual concern. The president and the first lady will also host President Xi and Madam Peng Liyuan at a dinner that evening. Bob, it's great to have you calling in. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas next.
All right. Are you still on?
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you a question here.
Bruce, Bob, we're in a break now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Thank you, Bob, for calling. We're going on to Bruce in Texas. But before we get to you, Bruce, I want to send a message out to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, here is that website you saw with our archives is actually the official archive, which is republicbroadcastingarchive.org. It's us, republicbroadcastingarchive.org. And, of course, so... And you can call in, Mike, if you have any other confusion or anybody else. You can always call the show and talk to an engineer about something that you need to figure out. So let us now, with that, let's go to Bruce in the great state of Texas.
Yes, good evening, guys. How are y'all doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, I was listening to John Stadtmiller today and yesterday. And concerning the financial issues of the network, I really, really wish I could do something for y'all. Unfortunately, I just lost my employment this week. Now, if Labrador puppies would help, I've got a bushel of them, you know. But I've been trying to think of an idea how he could raise money. He mentioned yesterday Alex Jones and his money bonds that he's had before. But currently, everyone's under pressure. Even InfoWars losing his share of their income with all that overhead he has. I know he's had David Icke on before on his money bombs and several other hosts. I'm just wondering, do you ever have any contact at all with Alex Jones?
I've met him twice personally. Yeah, I've met him at the Chantilly Marriott Bilderberger meeting. We were there for about 4 days, and then for 3 or 4 days, we were in New York City at a commemoration of the 9/11 attack. And on those two occasions, I've gotten to talk to Alex Jones personally. But on the question of financing, I think the outlook is very rosy because of Donald Trump. If Hillary Clinton had been elected, I'll tell you, it would be bad news all across the board in the Patriot world. And
yeah.
And most importantly, I think Patriots would have been demoralized by the election of Hillary Clinton. And contrary-wise, Donald Trump has set people's hair on fire. Donald Trump is inspiring. And I want to get to talk a little bit about that in just a moment. But he's inspiring people. So a rising tide floats all boats, and RBN's boat will be floated. The answer to the financing for RBN and everybody else is your enthusiasm out there, folks. And just, you know, listen to those. We really do. All of these Patriot activities do run on a shoestring, all of them. And if anybody's ever told you that anybody's making money in the Patriot business, as they say in New Jersey, forget about it. No one's making any money. Everybody that's really working hard.
No, it's a higher issue.
It's very sacrificial. And so everybody is just basically dedicating their lives. Anybody you hear of in the Patriot movement, they're dedicating their lives to getting this information to you.
I owe a debt to you and your program. I owe a debt to RBN. I even owe a debt to InfoWars and that channel you were on years ago. What was it called?
Well, there was one called Voice of Reason.
Voice of Reason Radio Network. Yeah.
That illustrates
on the radio. You know.
Yeah, that was.
I don't want to see RBN go. That's what I'm getting at. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Voice of Reason disappeared for lack of funding. And and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of shows went down the memory hole. So, yes, that's exactly the fate we don't want to see happen. But don't worry, Bruce. None of us are going to stop no matter what happens. So we're going to make it. Anything else on your mind down there in Texas?
No. Just keep up the good work. I was just throw out my pipe dream out there. I think it would be good for Alex to kind of it'd be good for him to bring in and match his words to his action that he wants others to succeed, to bring in other networks and have one big colossal money bomb on his platform and percentage off to the other hosts as they pick up on the 24 hours. See what I'm saying? It'll be a morale booster and it'll bring a lot of more new viewers, curious people to the movement.
Well, someday something like that might happen, but Bruce, don't be discouraged. We're all going to make it here. And the Trump phenomenon is my main reason for being optimistic. Thanks, Bruce.
Okay.
Thank you for your kind words. I'll tell you, people are they've got their bone fingers going tonight. We've got Barbara Ann in Springfield, Missouri, and Mark in North Carolina. Let's go to Barbara Ann first. Barbara, you're on the air.
I have some excellent comments on supporting Trump.
It's my Barbara Ann.
Yes, Barbie Ann. You know, I'm on the run as usual. But listen, Jamie, I supported Trump. My friend Malcolm and I went to the March for Trump to support him in Jefferson City, the capital. And I had a beautiful costume on with a big hat that I made, and it was very patriotic, and I had big Trump pictures and buttons, and they loved it. There was another guy that had stilts on and sewed his own you know, red, white, and blue pants. And it was just, we kind of walked around all the Capitol, and we had meetings and everything. Now, the one thing is, ABC Television came up and interviewed me. And I've been on a few times on the in Chicago, you know, the main stations for different things. Not often, though. And so she says, can I interview you? And she liked the costume and everything. And she says, well, why are you here for Trump? Now, I know a lot. I got 40,000 pages. He stands for everything that I've come through from Vegas, you know, the illegal immigration. And he was talking to the sheriffs and everything. And Melania is from a Slav slave country 5 miles away, 5 hours away from my Poland, which is also a Slav. I mean, there's just so many things. It's too many to mention. And all I could say was, and I really meant it, and she goes, how do you feel about Trump? And I says, I want you to know I love him. I love that man so much. I said, he is the hope for our country. Just like he talked about our airports turning, we're their third world. This whole country is turning into a third world country, and we don't see it. And if we don't implement his changes, this is going to be a fourth world country, and the people liked it.
Barbara,
and everything. So that,
well, it's wonderful to hear from you, Barbara Ann. And the and these wonderful folks like you, patriots like you, are attending these Trump support rallies all over the country, and this will go on. We'll be having this war between us and the people trying to tear our country down will go on for the full 8 years. His full 8 years in office, And that's what we'll need to do. We'll need to put...
You know, thank you for your support, really, because you're really staunch. I mean, you don't waver. And one other thing, and I want to ask you a question. I found your Inspiration magazines. I'll call later on another date or just tell you. They are phenomenal. I am blown away by your Inspiration magazines. Better late than never that I find them, okay? But I'll talk about that later. I got a question. I want to stay on Trump, okay?
Okay,
Barbara. So here's my question. I turned on the Senate. I went to look, because I'm calling all the senators to stop S-198, which is an anti-Semite bill. I already called 435 of the congressmen. I got a terrific response, you know, for the House of Representatives. So I thought, you know what, I brought up all their telephone numbers, and there was a little thing in the right corner, you can watch the Senate hearings. I went, wow, this is really great. And so they're all in the Senate, and they're talking to the president, asking different questions. But here's what relates directly to Trump. A lot of the senators were talking live about Neil Gorsuch. I'm all for him, not just now. I knew, Jamie, about 7 years ago, there were no white Protestant males on the U.S. Supreme Court. It was Jews, Jewishes, black, brown, woman. And when I wrote about it on my blog and on Facebook, I wrote, what do you mean there's only one white Protestant male? He's 94 years old. And so you know what? No sooner I wrote that, Barack Hussein takes him off and puts the Jewish Elena Kagan on. So that leaves us today, right now, Jamie. There are no white Protestant males, and we built this country for 400 years. So this is really unfair. Now,
there are some Barbara Ann, there are some excellent white Catholics on the Supreme Court. So that's good news there. It is surprising that to have no Protestant males on the Supreme Court, no Protestants on the Supreme Court. Surprising twist in American history. That will be rectified by Donald Trump. But the main thing is not Protestant, Catholic. The main thing is patriot or its opposite. And right now, the court's at a 4-4 gridlock. Neil Gorsuch will make it a 5-4 patriot predominance in the Supreme Court. So and then if we get Andrew Napolitano on there, who's a frequent visitor to Las Vegas and events there in Las Vegas, that will be that'll just be the cat's meow, Barbara Ann.
Yes. Now, can I ask you a question?
And go ahead.
I don't understand something. So, because I'm new in politics, so you can help me. But when one of the senators, two of them got up, and they were using superlatives, so you know they were Republican. Neil Gorsuch is excellent, marvelous. the American Bar Association highest possible rating, thoughtful, brilliant, easy to deal with. Now, so there were two of them that got up and said that, but then there were others that were talking against him for silly little things like, and then the other, the silly things like, how can I say this? He wasn't enough for the minorities or something. And then they brought up, well, wait a minute, Ginsburg took the same thing. Sotomayor did the same thing. Why are you? And here's the bottom line. They're talking about cloture and filibuster. They do, for the, Jamie, listen, for the first time in history, a U.S. Supreme Court has never been filibustered or cloture. This is the first time, and they're doing it to Trump. And what they want is what's called straight up. In other words, you have a vote, 60-40 or whatever. They're, can you explain this to me?
Well,
please.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I have to do, Barbara. It's great to hear from you, Barbara Ann. And I'm going to have to put that off because I got other callers I got to get to in this tiny little show. We're crammed into this tiny little hour. But thanks so much for calling.
Sunday. Yeah, Sunday's three hours. We'll talk all about it.
There you go.
We'll talk about cloture until we're cloture in the face.
Yeah. Now, by the way, speaking of Catholics and Protestants and the Supreme Court, Neil and his brother, JJ, and his sister, Stephanie, were raised as Roman Catholics and attended weekly Mass. Neil Gorsuch later attended Georgetown Prep School, a Jesuit school in North Bethesda, Maryland, from which he graduated in 1985. And Gorsuch currently attends St. John's Episcopal Church in Boulder, Colorado. If Gorsuch considers himself Protestant, his confirmation would make him the first Protestant to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court since the retirement of Justice John Paul Stevens. Gorsuch has not publicly stated if he considers himself a Catholic that attends a Protestant church or if he has fully converted to Protestantism. And he says, for, quote, according to church records, the Gorsuches were members of Holy Comforter, unquote, an Episcopal church. So there you go, religion and Neil Gorsuch and the Supreme Court. A little side note there. I just learned something myself. While Barbara Ann was talking, I was looking up Neil Gorsuch. And that's going to be a great, great deal in 8 days or thereabouts when he is confirmed. And surely he will be confirmed. These pipsqueaks and midgets opposing him in the Senate are no match for Neil Gorsuch. Now, we're holding on to Mark in North Carolina. I'm going to make him wait just a little bit. I want to squeeze in an important column from Pat Buchanan. Is Putin the preeminent statesman of our times? Asks Pat Buchanan today. Quote, if we were to use traditional measures for understanding leaders, which involve the defense of borders and national flourishing, Putin would count as the preeminent statesman of our time. On the world stage, who could vie with him? So asks Chris Caldwell of the Weekly Standard in a remarkable essay in Hillsdale College's March issue of its magazine, Imprimis. And then Buchanan asks, what elevates Putin above all other 21st century leaders? This is a remarkable question from Buchanan. When Putin took power, these are quotes from the Chris Caldwell Weekly Standard article. And the Weekly Standard, folks, is not a friendly publication to us, patriots. When Putin took power in the winter of 1999, his country was defenseless. It was bankrupt. It was being carved up by its new kleptocratic elites in collusion with its old imperial rivals, the Americans. Putin changed that, writes Caldwell. In the first decade of this century, he did what Kemal Atatürk had done in Turkey in the 1920s. Out of a crumbling empire, he resurrected a national state and gave it coherence and purpose. He disciplined his country's plutocrats. He restored its military strength, and he refused, with ever blunter rhetoric, to accept for Russia a subservient role in an American-run world system drawn up by foreign politicians and business leaders. His voters credit him with having saved his country, unquote, Chris Caldwell. Now, Buchanan writes, Putin's approval rating after 17 years in power exceeds that of any rival Western leader. but while his impressive strides toward making Russia great again explain why he is revered at home and in the Russian diaspora, what explains Putin's appeal in the West, despite a press that is every bit as savage as it is to him as it is to President Trump? Answer: Putin stands against the Western progressive vision of what mankind's future ought to be. Years ago, he aligned himself with traditionalists, nationalists, and populists of the West, and against what they had come to despise in their own decadent civilization. What they abhorred, Putin abhorred. He is a God and country Russian patriot. He rejects the New World Order established at the Cold War's end by the United States. Putin puts Russia first. We've got a last break and then a last segment. Maybe we'll get to you, Mark, in North Carolina. Stay tuned.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. We're in our last segment. I'm holding off Mark in North Carolina, so only caller hanging up on the line there. I want to just cover this important Buchanan article just a little bit in our closing segment here. This is appearing in the Weekly Standard. Now, this is kind of an eye-opener for me. I've thought of the Weekly Standard as being the mouthpiece for William Kristol, who's not our friend. It's the Bible of the neocons, the Weekly Standard. But apparently there are a few good strains in there. This Chris Caldwell writes this very good article about Putin, and I see that Tucker Carlson, another good guy, is one of the contributing editors. I see a bunch of bad guys, but and Christopher Caldwell, in fact, is a senior editor. But anyway, Buchanan goes on saying this. I'm going to skip some here because we don't have enough time. He says, much of the hostility toward Putin stems from the fact that he not only defies the West when standing up for Russia's interests, he often succeeds in his defiance and goes unpunished and unrepentant. He not only remains popular in his own country, but has admirers in nations whose political establishments are implacably hostile to him. There is another reason Putin is viewed favorably. Millions of ethno-nationalists, that's us, who wish to see their nations secede from the EU, see him as an ally. While Putin has openly welcomed many of these movements, America's elite do not take even a neutral stance. Putin has read the new century better than his rivals, says Pat Buchanan. While the 20th century saw the world divided between a communist East and a free and democratic West, new and different struggles define the 21st century. The new dividing lines are between social conservatism and self-indulgent secularism, between tribalism, that's us, and transnationalism, between the nation state and the new world order. On the new dividing lines, Putin is on the side of the insurgents, us, those who envision de Gaulle's Europe of nations, replacing the vision of one Europe toward which the EU is heading, see Putin as an ally. So who owns the question arises, who owns the future? In the new struggles of the new century, it is not impossible that Russia, as was America in the Cold War, may be on the winning side. Secessionist parties across Europe already look to Moscow rather than across the Atlantic. Putin has become a symbol of national sovereignty in its battle with globalism, writes Caldwell. That turns out to be the big battle of our times. As our last election shows, that's true even here. And that now we're connected to the Trump phenomenon right there. Bingo, bullseye by Pat Buchanan. Surprisingly, Chris Caldwell.
Excellent article. You're right.
Yeah.
In the Weekly Standard, no less.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised, very happily surprised. Good voices are appearing all over the place. And, we're about out of time, George, and the... I thought we covered some good stuff today. Mark in North Carolina, rather than cram you into 10 seconds, I'm going to give you a rain check. Sunday, we're on for 3 hours. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I think I'll email you. I had a quick thing that might bypass the blockage from Mike, and I also have this thing that a lawsuit has been filed against Trump
Yep. You'll have all the time in the world on Sunday. I hope you can tune in on Sunday. We'll address those questions. Meanwhile, thank you, everybody.
I'll email you.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. We'll see you again tomorrow night with more of the Trump phenomenon. Thanks, George.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.